Yeah. Does it have the record button on your screen as well?
Yeah, it says Emily is recording the call.
Okay, great. So why don't we start, why don't you introduce yourself? Well, first of all, do you have any questions for me before we start?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell me who you are, where you're from, when you were born, and then start by how you got into Fallout 76.
Okay, yeah. So my name is Porter Lyons. I was born in October of 1993 in Cleveland, Ohio, but I now live and work in Dayton, Ohio. I got into Fallout 76 as a result of just being a fan of the Fallout franchise since the third installation back in, man, I don't know, 2008 maybe. So when, you know, it felt natural to play Fallout 76 as a result of just being a fan.
Got it. And had you been to West Virginia before you came after playing the game?
Yeah, I had actually gone to West Virginia once before the game released, but it was also as a result of getting hyped for the game, just to visit some of the spots that I knew would be showing up in the game.
So what would you say your impression was of the state, you know, maybe before you started playing the game, before you started visiting?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, West Virginia, let's see, it had always been growing up, it had always been a state that I'd driven through with my family to get down to, like, the southern states.
Right.
So I hadn't had much knowledge of it, even being in Ohio, you know, like right next to West Virginia. I, you know, had always thought of it. It was like an adventure destination.
Mm-hmm.
So for anybody that, you know, wanted to hike or go on the rapids, you know, seeking outdoor adventure, West Virginia would be like a fine destination for this region of the United States.
Right.
Lots of like small isolated communities in between the mountains, and yeah, just sort of like weird stories and legends.
Mm-hmm.
So when, you know, when Bethesda had announced that they'd be making a game based in here, I thought it was very appropriate for an installation of Fallout.
Right. What were some of your awareness of the stories and legends?
Well, I had known about Mothman, mm-hmm. just because Point Pleasant is, you know, right across the river from Ohio. So, you know, even I think the first time I had heard about Mothman was like in middle school, where all my friends had like brought in pictures of him and we were just talking about how creepy he was. And there's that dumb movie with like Richard Gere and stuff like that. So that was my first exposure to like West Virginia cryptids.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we talked about like hillbillies and stuff like that. Just like songs and things like that. I'm trying to remember all that. I suppose like in terms of like cryptids, Mothman was my really only exposure there, and Bigfoot, I guess, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bigfoot's kind of all over the place, not just exclusive to West Virginia.
What were those places that you visited in West Virginia in anticipation of the game coming out?
Yep. So let's see. First stop was Parkersburg, which I don't believe made it into the game. Mm-hmm. But that was just a nice first stop because it was also right across the river. Then made it over to Weston for the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum.
Mm-hmm.
Did an overnight there,
Oh, wow.
Spent some time in the forest, close to Weston, the Stonewall Jackson, I think it's State Forest, then went over to Elkins, which I don't think is in the game either.
Right.
and then went down through the Monongahela forest to the Green Bank satellite there. This is kind of weird. I had no idea that there was going to be no cell reception. And we were staying at an inn that was in that zone of like zero cell reception. And we got there and it was just kind of this weird, creepy place with flies everywhere. And we were totally convinced that we were going to die. Not really, but just kind of an interesting part there, being disconnected. And then, let's see. Yeah. Then from there went to, Point Pleasant to wrap things up. And that was the pre-trip there. Yeah.
Was this based on the trailer, or how did you know some of these locations were in the game?
Oh, I didn't. I knew that Point Pleasant was going to make an appearance because, yeah, there was this poster that was released with like some Fallout characters on it, and then there was like Mothman above them or something like that. So I knew that was going to be in there, but as I said before, I knew about Mothman and stuff like that, so I'd kind of always wanted to go to Point Pleasant and explore that anyway. And then let's see, I think I knew that the Greenbrier was also going to be in it, but I never did make it to the Greenbrier. I'd done some research and looked at some of the cool creepy spots around West Virginia and sort of plotted out some destinations based off of that.
Where did you go after the game?
I went to basically the same places. Went to added Helvetia onto the list after Fastnacht was really released in game, and looked into that. Went back to Point Pleasant, went back to Weston, Charleston, added Charleston on. Being the capital, I don't think there's much of I'm trying to find the right words, like stopping in Charleston wasn't as much of a destination, I guess. It was just let's just stop and take some pictures and then going again. And then the pumpkin house as well.
And was that during October?
This was October 1st, actually, because we had gone in late September and then leaked into October there. Yeah.
Got it. So how did your experience in the game kind of map onto the actual places? What were you surprised, was really realistic, or what did they get right and what did they get wrong?
That's an interesting question. So this might be a pretty long-winded answer. So having visited some of the destinations before the game came out, I sort of had these, these ideas built up in my head about what it might look like in game. Mm-hmm. And I think they got some locations pretty spot on, based off of what I had seen before going. However, I think I was a little let down in terms of some of the feelings that I suppose you get actually being in West Virginia and then like being in those locations in game. I suppose like being at the locations physically, like in real life, there's this sort of sense of like mystique and wonder and oddity. I think those are probably good words, that the game isn't quite able to capture, as well as I feel like they could have. When you visit those destinations in game, I feel like Bethesda just went for cosmetic only, and didn't try as hard to capture some of the feelings that you might get from actually visiting those locations.
Right.
But yeah, like I said, I mean, in terms of cosmetics, they did a really good job with Helvetia, and the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum was pretty spot on, and, you know, in terms of cosmetics. The Pumpkin House was really, really well done. And their iteration of the Mothman statue was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time in Helvetia, and I was pretty impressed just how the layout is pretty exact.
Yeah, yeah. Like, even the small little gazebo.
Right, yep.
And everything like that, and the bridge. That was very, very, very crazy.
So what, in your words, is the Fallout 76 story, and kind of the point of the game, in your opinion?
Well, do you want me to tell you, like, the main story, like the quest that is the primary goal of the game, or more of like, what is
I'd like to hear that. I mean, I'm not a gamer, but I've gone on a walkthrough with a few people, and I've been going to the holotape, so I know the like basic outline, but it would be helpful just to hear in your words.
Sure. So the primary story in the game is that you come out of this underground vault, and you're faced with this threat of these scorch beasts, which are mutated giant bats that are kind of wreaking havoc on West Virginia, and destroyed the bits of civilization that were scattered across what they call Appalachia. So, like, the player is tasked with going to these different groups, or the remains of these groups across West Virginia, to eventually track down the nuclear silos so that they can launch a nuclear bomb on, like, the Scorch Beast Queen, who is breeds these Scorch Beasts across Appalachia, and therefore ending the Scorched Plague.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so but, you know, I guess most people have already finished that bit. You know, it's really not a main part of the game anymore. A big part of the game right now is kind of boring, I suppose. It's just a lot of, like, grinding out, doing these random events over and over to get, like, different weapons and things like that. So there's really not a whole lot in terms of, like, you know, investigating West Virginia and all of that. However, there is this pretty unique group on Twitter that posts, like, virtual photography. And, you know, I can give you some handles of some of the prominent figures within that community. You know, it's this group that posts just pictures of their adventures, like, in the game and things like that. And a lot of them are actually, you know, really good and do the state well. It's they're able to showcase, you know, how well Bethesda did with some of the cosmetic parts of modeling West Virginia.
Right. Cool. Yeah, I would love to see those.
I'll email you those handles afterwards.
Great. And then, yeah, I'm curious about what the kind of role of the player is, or the, not even the player, but, like, the avatar, because in a sense, they're kind of a tool of Vault-Tec. You know, the vault opening, it's 100 years before every other vault.
I think it was just 25 years after the bombs dropped. So, yeah, like 100 years, 200 years. It's, you know, the different vaults across the country open at different times, you know, depending on certain factors that they meet.
So, and I know there's, like, a narrative that Vault 76 was the best and brightest. So, yeah, what do you think the role of the kind of the character is? And are they kind of a tool of this military kind of industrial complex, or are they a force for good, or what is, you know, what is their service to the world, I guess?
Yeah. So simply put, the role of the player character, the avatar, is to rebuild Appalachia. And that's what the overseer of the vault tasks each of the residents with doing. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge part of the game, you know, is going out and trying to civilize, you know, different parts of Appalachia while dealing with the Scorched Beast Plague. But Vault 76 was actually one of the only vaults that lived up to its true purposes. I'm sure you're familiar with Vault Tech, you know, had a bunch of experimental vaults where they promised the residents inside that they were just, you know, keeping them there for safekeeping and then would let them out eventually, but had more insidious purposes for the residents of those vaults. Mm-hmm. But 76 was one of the ones that didn't have any sort of experiment. It was just, let's put all the smart people there and let them out after, 25 years or whatever it was.
Got it. What do you spend your time doing in the game? I've heard some talk about like social gatherings happening in game. Have you participated in anything like that?
Social gatherings, a couple. I definitely see that, you know, there are some people who do that for a majority of their time. I would say my main social gathering period was during that Fastnacht event last year in February.
And could you describe that?
Yeah. Well, the goal was to, of most people, was to get these rare masks that were a result of finishing the quest. So a lot of people ended up coming and repeating the quest over and over just so that they could have a chance at getting one of the rare masks. But, you know, everyone's wearing microphones and were able to talk. So after the quest was completed, you know, a lot of the times people would just sit around in one of the houses and, you know, just end up chatting about the game and what they've been doing and things like that.
Uh-huh. Cool. Do you happen to know what house?
Yeah, it was a couple different ones. Let me see. I'm trying to remember, this was last year. So it was there's one next to the church.
Okay.
On the church side.
Uh-huh.
Of Helvetia, of that path. There was one, there's one with instruments inside of it. And I remember that one specifically because we would sit and play those instruments. But I can't remember which house exactly that was. I think it's one of the only houses with the instruments actually inside of them.
Okay.
But a lot of the gathering would take place actually outside of the church, just because that's where the quest ended.
And can you actually make music on the instruments?
Yeah. There's a, let's see, there's a piano, there's a mouth harp, there's a banjo. There's a tuba. Let's see, I think maybe a steel guitar or something along those lines. But yeah, those are the main instruments there.
And do you have to be skilled in real life to play them?
Like skilled in real life?
Yeah.
No. It does depend on your intelligence skill in the game, how well you play them. So if your intelligence is like a 1, then you're going to play the instrument horribly. But if it's like a 14 or 15, you're going to play it really well.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So let's see. Are you part of, you know, other than the Twitter group, are you part of a Fallout community, you know, fellow players?
Not really. I've met some friends within the game. And, you know, we'll play sometimes just the two of us. But I wouldn't say I'm really a part of the community. A lot of the time I spend is, like, building up my camp. and, you know, yeah, like getting weapons and stuff. But I suspect that'll change. Bethesda's releasing the Wastelanders update on April 7th, so that's adding non-player characters to the game, which don't exist right now.
Right. What else do you expect from that update?
Like in terms of content or just just general expectations?
General in content.
Okay. So in terms of content, I'm really hoping that they add a diverse array of groups to the game. They've really only talked about the Raiders and the Settlers. It's kind of like the good versus evil dichotomy there. And I believe they've also teased that the Mothman cult will be a joinable group. Kind of to what I was speaking to before, where when you go to some of these locations in the game that are so well known in West Virginia in real life, how they feel kind of empty and lacking in mystery and character. Right. I'm really hoping that by adding these non-player characters to the game, that it'll help restore some of that character to those places. You know, whether by how those NPCs like interact with the location or tell stories about it and whatnot.
How has the game informed your understanding of West Virginia history, culture, or folklore?
Probably not too much. I suppose I try not to let the game dictate what I think of real life understandings of things. So I've limited my understanding of what I've actually experienced in my time in West Virginia. I don't think I have a good answer to that question. The game just, it really doesn't feel like real life. You know, like I said, it's really just cosmetic, the location. So
it seems like it has made you more interested in the place.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I suppose each state has its own character and stuff like that. But growing up in Ohio, you really didn't get much of that. You know, it's such a plain potato state. I suppose like when I was growing up hearing about like West Virginia, I didn't really lend much credence to it, just because I didn't think states had that much to offer, until I actually visited and found out how much character West Virginia did have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Of course that was inspired by the game.
Yeah.
So.
And has it led you? I mean, I'm sure you've had like talks with people through your travels, but has it kind of forged any friendships with people in West Virginia or connections?
I've definitely talked. Let me just make sure I understand the question. You're saying like when I visited West Virginia, has it been, have I forced any like real life friendships there with the game removed, or like have I met people from the game there?
I was thinking the former.
Okay.
I would be interested in the latter too.
Haven't made any like what will be lasting friendships. You know, I've definitely met people as I've traveled, and like we've talked for an hour or two. I met some really cool people from Morgantown at the Fasnacht Festival just this past February. So that was really cool. Then just like traveling to like Point Pleasant and the Asylum, you know, you meet people there and just kind of share stories about like what you've done in West Virginia. So, but I haven't made any Facebook friends or anything like that. Just, Just talking with people, getting names, you know, swapping stories.
So were there, would you say there are a lot of Fallout players at Fastnacht this year?
Yeah, there were. A lot more than I expected, to be honest.
How many would you say?
Oh, let's see. There were one, two, three, four. There were six or seven that I met directly, and this was just because they had actually made Fastnacht masks.
Wow.
From the game, like the ones that Bethesda had designed. So they made them in real life and wore them to this festival. So they were easy to spot and talk with. But then I saw a couple other people talking with them. So I'm sure there are probably anywhere between 15 to 20 people there that had, you know, actually played, that had gone there because of their experience in the game.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. What did you make of Fastnacht?
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. Let's see. You know, in the game, you basically have to go from destination to destination to collect these robots that celebrate different parts of Fastnacht. So there's like the music maker and the honey maker and the cheese maker.
Uh-huh.
And then you fight different monsters there, but then you gather them at the end of the quest and you have a parade through town and you have to protect them, protect the robots.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, at the end of the quest, you light the Old Man Winter pyre. So there are those aspects of that, of the actual celebration in the game. But yeah, when I got there, there was, a lot of just, hiking around the place, a lot of singing and dancing, which was really cool. Square dancing was like a huge part of the celebration, which was really, really, which was really neat.
Right.
Did you go
to the Hutei restaurant?
I didn't know. The line was like whack long.
Oh, yeah. It's really amazing if you're ever through. Just the setting is incredible. It's like a town museum, essentially.
The Hutei restaurant?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it looked beautiful from the outside. But I just got to go into the mask museum, the gift shop thing.
Yeah, that's great. Do you have any other games led you to have an in-person experience like this?
Not really. I suppose most games they just take place in fictional worlds. But that I play anyway. And really the only games that take place like in real world locations that I've played are like the Fallout games, because they actually, you know, mention like there's the third one that took place in DC, and then the fourth one that took place in Boston, and then the New Vegas installation, which took place in Las Vegas. But I never visited those places because of the game itself. This is the first time that I've done this.
It does seem to be inspiring people to visit in a way that I haven't heard from the other Fallout games. Do you have any ideas why that is?
I wonder if it's just the fact that West Virginia is sort of off the beaten path, you know, in terms of states. It's not really talked about as much on a national scale, whereas, you know, the third one took place in D.C., people go to DC on field trips and stuff like that. So we're very familiar with these locations.
Mm-hmm.
And even in Boston, we're slightly more familiar with those locations too.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, you know, Boston now it's a huge city. So, you know, when we hear West Virginia, I think most people probably think, oh, wow, West Virginia, that's a state that's not talked about much. I'm sure a lot of these locations are still like pretty well preserved,
mm-hmm.
and true to their character and form, and not manipulated by, you know, progress and
right.
innovation and things like that, like so many historical places have.
Mm-hmm.
I think just going back to that idea of like mystique and the character that West Virginia has, I think that's very appealing for Fallout players.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think, well, I had lived in DC before I moved to West Virginia and play old time music. So I would come to the state for like music festivals, but wanted to kind of have entry into other parts of West Virginia and didn't really know where to start. So, I think Fallout is kind of, I mean, it's literally giving people a map, which is very cool.
No, exactly right.
Well, is there anything else you would like to add?
Let me see. Not too much. I'm looking forward to sending you these Twitter handles. There's a couple interesting people that I think have really delved into the spirit of this game and made it a huge part of their life,
Wow.
which I think could provide some valuable input, and even their ideas about how they've influenced the game going forward, because they've been able to meet with some of the developers at Bethesda and talked about the aspects of the game that they like and don't like, and what they want to see added to the game that's done in real life. I saw one popular YouTuber, he's got a few hundred thousand subscribers, talking about how he'd like to see the Mothman Festival that's celebrated in September also done in game,
Oh yeah.
So I think there's a lot of excitement to be had by this community about what can be added to the game from real life, because there's they've got the skeleton in
That's
place, like the foundation. They just need to keep adding that character, and I think there's a lot of room for growth there.
cool. Yeah, I would love to know that at YouTube. Channel too, if you don't mind sending it in an email.
I'll send all that for you.
Great. Well, thanks so much. This was really helpful.
Oh, good.
Have a good
Yeah.
day.
Let me know if you need any more information, if you have any other questions pop up with
Yeah,
this whole virus thing. I have a lot of time on my hands.
right.
So.
Yeah, it's a weird time to be going through all these holotapes about plagues and quarantine and such.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that, but you're so
Yeah.
right.
And I will send you a release form that would allow me to quote you in the article or in the chapter and also to put this recording in our archive.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Do you have a timeline as to when this chapter will be
So,
finished, or too
well,
early to tell?
it's for a book on a contemporary West Virginia folklore, like community-based folklore. And my manuscript's due in April. I probably will need a few extra months. I think it will be out in 2021, but probably send drafts to people who are included just to make sure I got it right and see if there's any feedback, especially from people who are players. To make sure I got everything factually correct too.
No, that's great. Yeah, you do know you have like one of the coolest jobs, like to be able to do this. This is amazing.
It is pretty great.
Cool.
Well, thanks again, and
Yeah, no
I'll be
problem.
in touch over email.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, take care.
All right, yep, you too, Emily. Bye-bye.
Right.